The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAY 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what I'm going to say next. We have a wonderful show for you again today. So listen up. Scoot your chair a little closer to the radio or turn up your phone, whenever you're listening. And here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have, honestly, the most magnificent formulas, the great formulation, so many Alive and Well combos, great prices, organic combination, all of these different things are there. And remember, too, at Alive and Well, our buddy is right next to us in the beautiful air conditioning environment with the marble table that is the Broth Cafe.
The marble bar.
Well, it's a bar, but you know. Anyway, it's the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, and that is the Broad Spectrum Broth Cafe. So, so many wondrous choices, so many great things, and we always remember our magnificent affiliation. We're so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers and their wonderful produce brought in every single day, high concentration, even their high concentration juices that are there in glass, etc., and also the wonderful vegetables that we can use in
the
different variety.
They bring the organic vegetables.
They do.
We make the fresh juice
daily.
That's
exactly right. We make the fresh juices. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And remember, too, that we want to impose a choice that you only eat healthfully and eat organically and make the right choices, of course, and don't eat the things that are going to hurt you. But we don't impose certain choices, whether you're vegan or you're vegetarian or you want to have wild fish or organic meats or chickens. All these things are available. Whatever your particular choice, we have the broad spectrum of all the beautiful, wonderful tastes. And it's just amazing how delicious, how wonderful, and great prices.
It's phenomenal. And besides that, we have also, if you see me spinning around the store, it'd be quite unique if you'd ever see that, because I've just had a big glass of Vortex water.
Ooh.
Vortex water.
Yes.
It really gets my water going. But it's a hydrogen oxygen, as water is, you see, but it's activated, and the activation has been proven by scientific analysis to really give you the maximum effect of real water.
That's right.
As water is in the pipes of most every town in the world, it's stagnant, it's sitting there just waiting to be drained out. But as it's drained out, we refilter the water, clean it up again, and then vortex it, spin it around till it's really dizzy water, and that's what you get, the combination of really active oxygen and hydrogen molecules.
That's right, the hydrogen bombs. And you know, I always remember, because he was, maybe because I go back a while, and I remember how famous he was. In 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his realization that an oxygen-rich milieu, that not even, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring this up because this vortex water is highly oxygenated, and as they make the point of strengthening our immune system, energizing structure to the water, detoxification, and cell availability. It goes on and on, but how wonderful can that be?
The dancing molecular structure of water.
Dancing molecular structure. of water.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
That's right. And one of these days, I'm really sure that that's going to affect you to dance more around the store.
Well, I drink a lot of water. So far, that's one benefit I haven't derived from Vortex is...
It's supposed to make you dance around the store.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My shoes still have more lead than they have water.
Well, I grew up with having to dance all the time. That was part of our very basic lifestyle in those years, okay? So I love to do me dancing all the time. You know, it's interesting. Again, I want to preface also anything by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Just that's a doctor's area. We love to share wonderful information that doctors, medical doctors, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. All right? And
crux of our whole show.
That is.
That's the crux of our whole business. That's the crux of our whole life.
That's right. What
medical doctors have found out about how nutrition, everyday nutrition, builds health.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Correct. That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm really thrilled because in one aspect, I'll tell you, even whatever your age, people are concerned about age at all different periods of time because things happen. Things happen to the body. And they want to do things that are going to make their lives better. They're going to protect them against debilitating illnesses that they've seen other family members or other people have as they've gotten older or in different situations. So one of the focuses, and I am so thrilled that this doctor, a big-time medical doctor, okay, wrote this, and there was a forward of his book by Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, very famous doctor, who spoke about how incredible and valuable Dr. Oz caused. The name of the writer, the MD, is Dr. Robert Abel, MD.
And Oz was talking about how great Abel is.
That's right. He said, valuable tips, unique insights. Dr. Abel is a healer for the 21st century, said Dr. Oz, okay? And the book that he wrote is The Eye Care Revolution, and this is his preface. Prevent and reverse common vision problems, says the doctor. Cataracts, dry eye, macular degeneration, that's the leading cause of blindness in older people.
Yes.
Diabetes-related vision loss, my grandfather had that, glaucoma. And he is talking, Robert Abel Jr., MD, and he is talking here, and he was listing all the nutrients. Dennis and I are going to share, not our words, not anything we're saying. This is what Dr. Abel is saying, all right? He says, NAC plus is a sulfur-containing natural amino acid that boosts glutathione production. This NAC is one of the essential amino acids we need to supplement regularly. Astronauts used to take high dose daily of NAC when traveling in space.
How about that?
To reduce radiation toxicity.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I. This is a book about eyes. Okay, this I didn't know. Boy, you keep learning everything.
But it's just what's so incredible. Again, folks, these are nutrients.
These are
natural food substances in concentrated form, which given in the right dosages, and it's not exact dosages.
Yes.
A little bit is good. A little bit more is a little bit better.
That's right.
It goes on and on. But these are things that you get from the environment, from your food, from your daily living habits. If you're eating a lot of processed food and trash, then you're not getting the nutrients, okay?
And NAC has a zillion other benefits, but we're focusing on the eyesight right now.
The
astronauts took 3,000 milligrams daily, you know.
3,000?
They took like a couple,
phenomenal.
Three times a day.
That's phenomenal.
Well, they wanted to reduce radiation toxicity. That's only one of the many multitudinous benefits of the NAC.
Right.
Anyway, then the doctor goes on to say, taurine, that amino acid taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, is found at high concentrations in the retina. where it nourishes and defends against damage from UV light, protecting against macular degeneration.
Holy moly.
Taurine is depleted in diabetics, which raises the question of whether its deficiency contributes to the development of diabetic retinopathy, as well as to other complications of diabetes. It is believed that taurine deficiency contributes to the development of age-related macular degeneration, and supplementing with taurine protects against it.
You get
the leading
this.
Cause of blindness.
Folks, are you hearing this?
Unlike other amino acids, taurine is not incorporated into proteins, but exists independently in tissues, most abundantly in the retina, the platelets, the muscles, and the nervous system, which makes it a main nutrient for heart stability. That we know because taurine saved my life, and many one of the things it's even listed as saying is it helps to prevent a sudden cardiac arrhythmia and nervous system problems. You know,
right.
So
and
this
it also
is,
helps with macular degeneration.
That's
helps all
fabulous.
Kinds of vision problems. Now, what is a major complication of diabetes? Diabetes, people go blind.
That's exactly right.
More people who are blind are diabetic than those who are not diabetic.
I was
diabetic.
There the day my grandfather went blind with
but
diabetes.
But they're not getting the right nutrients.
No, not the right nutrients. And taurine is wonderful and easy to take and saved my life from a heart defect that I was born with. Saved my life. And he goes on to say, there's just so many. This doctor, bless him. Gosh. And bless Dr. Oz for having said this. Robert Abel Jr., MD, Eye Care Revolution, they call it, okay? And here he goes, my supplementation recommendations. And I'll give this to you in a
minute. This is a doctor's list of vitamins to use. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly. He says, I always place my patient's safety. I'm a traditional, trained Western doctor, but I always place my patient's safety first, okay? These are beneficial, okay. Supplementation recommendations by the doctor. A powerful multivitamin, one or two capsules daily as directed with meals. Make sure it's full spectrum.
Well, that's the healthy one.
That's exactly right. Full spectrum, wonderfully organic,
yeah.
Green foods, absolutely balanced, very high in nutrients.
The healthy one.
That's right. Vitamin A, at least 10,000 units daily. Beta carotene, he tells the amount. Lutein, which is well known, the coloring matter in plants. For the eyesight. Vitamin C, at least 1,000 milligrams. More is better. Vitamin D3, 5,000 to 10,000 daily. We've talked exactly that, and that's what we have.
And you know something? Let me just interrupt here for 1 second. A fellow came in the store just the other day who, in discussion about a vitamin D3, that he asked me some questions, and I said, well, holistic physicians generally recommend 5,000 to 10,000 units a day.
Right.
He says, oh, that's way too much.
Oh, well.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He says, I work with vitamin D3, and I know. He says, and I got my vitamin D3 today, just coming to the store. I said, how did you do that? I said, you have on a hat, you have long sleeves, and you have long trousers on. Where's the vitamin D? Where's the sun hitting you that's going to give you? Well, my face. I get vitamin D on my face. And with a hat on, you're going to get vitamin D. You're going to get sunshine on your face. You're going to get vitamin D. That's enough for me.
You know, and there's also people are all the time using sunblocks, and then they go in the water, which washes it off the skin.
And pollutes the ocean.
That's right. And vitamin D3, the tiny little dots, we do that every single day, Dennis and I. The doctor goes on to say, vitamin E is critical, a minimum of 400, recommended 1,000 units a day, okay, of vitamin E, okay? Magnesium high potency, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, garlic capsules, and then he really concentrates on saying that the fish oil, EPA and DHA, have played significant roles in restoring eyesight and maintaining eyesight.
And that echoes Dr. Whitaker, who said 10 years ago, he says, get at least 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA per day, because those healthy fats reduce inflammation and give you a perfect lubrication of the brains and the eyes and the heart and your entire vascular system.
That's exactly
phenomenal.
Right. It's phenomenal. And he makes a point that you're always making, because he's listing selenium, chromium, and zinc. And he says digestive enzymes are critically important, and make sure that you get adequate amounts so that you assimilate these nutrients.
Okay. Oh, this guy is fantastic. Right. Because, again, he corroborates. You know, Mona and I read volumes and volumes on nutrition on a daily basis. And what's so beautiful is that so many holistic physicians corroborate what other holistic physicians have been saying in their own research. Each comes up to the same conclusions. And the whole point of eating is to digest and provide your body with the right nutrients from the food that you eat. How does it do that? It has to break the food down into microscopic little cells. How does that happen? When you chew the food is combined with the saliva, which is an enzyme activity in itself, and it also is a great lubricant to enable you to swallow the food. But don't push the food down with water, because it dilutes your digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. And a very salient point is this. When you're young, you make hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes up to here. Okay? When you're 55 years old, say holistic physicians, you've lost about 70% of your ability to nutrify yourself because you what? Don't make the enzymes and acids like you used to when you were younger. So what you want to do, they say, is to take a product like Super Digestizyme. Super Digestizyme gives you all the things that you no longer create in your own body. Keep in mind, aging is not a regenerative procedure. Aging is a degeneration, slow over 70 or 80 or 90 years. But in the process, your body starts to dysfunction, doesn't make the hormones, doesn't make the enzymes, doesn't make the muscle structure like it did when you were a youngster. So use the digestive enzymes, extract the most efficient utilization of the nutrients that you're eating, and stay away from the junk, stay away from the sugars and the flour products, which all turn to sugar, because they don't create life. They create high sugar.
That's right, and
excess
he makes that
body
point.
Weight.
He makes that tight, and he makes this point: eat a diet rich in organic vegetables and essential fatty acids like EPA and DHEA from fish oil capsules. He
Absolutely.
Says that.
Yeah.
Okay, and he says these omega-3s recognize that a diet that is good for your heart will also protect your macula. Okay.
Indeed, and your brain.
Always work in building up your antioxidant bank account. That's interesting.
Oh,
never
boy.
Heard it phrased
Does
that way.
Is NAC a major antioxidant?
Yeah, definitely one of the top players. And he talks about eating organic spinach and at least two or three times a week, the fatty fish. He says, avoid supermarket oils like corn and other vegetable oils.
Safflower, soy, corn,
and
canola, sesame, peanut oil.
And he goes on and on and saying that is really toxic. Can you make out some of the important things that he's saying here, right here, about the supplements, more supplement ideas for macular degeneration?
Avoid refined foods and harmful fats and artificial sweeteners, and supplement your diet, the doctor says, with a high-potency multiple vitamin, which should include a good amount of vitamins A and D and B complex and sublingual B12. And that's the healthy one.
That's right.
The
that's
healthy
exactly
one
what it
that
is.
We had the multiple
exactly
vitamins.
Exactly what it is.
The vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams three times daily, okay? 3,000 milligrams of C a day.
I do that. I even do even more than that. It's amazing what it does for so many
benefits.
It is
phenomenal.
That's right, it is.
Okay?
Yes.
And vitamin E, 800 to 1,000 units a day. These are major antioxidants. Now, the term antioxidant may be confusing. It was to me for years, because we need oxygen, of course. Was you taking an antioxidant? Well, no. It doesn't reduce the oxygen. It reduces the hyperinflammatory oxidation or destruction of cells. And keep in mind again, folks, cells are microscopic. You can't see a cell. Unless it's under a microscope. But the antioxidants neutralize the hyperoxidation, which is inflammatory. And the inflammation is what burns up those little invisible cells. Well, you burn up enough of those in your eyes, and you suddenly what? you don't have the vision you had
you
were younger.
That's right. Yeah, and we have so much information. He's just wonderful that he's talking about all these things.
He goes on to say cardio Q10. Oh, I love this.
It's the cardio Q10.
Oh, it's a major antioxidant.
Oh, what a lifesaver.
A major rejuvenator. Zeaxanthin, of course. And the NAC is a major. NAC, again, going back to what the doctor says about NAC, NAC is a major antioxidant, but NAC is also a producer of glutathione. It helps the liver produce glutathione. Glutathione is what? A major antioxidant.
It fights free radicals, antioxidants. Glutathione is the main player. It's the star player. It's the head of the army. It's the head of the team that fights free radicals. That's a terrorist, murderers, killers,
destroyers. And inflammation.
Destroyers.
Free radicals inflammation.
That's right.
Again, inflammation is fire.
Fire,
for a little invisible cell, destroys the cell.
Right.
And that's what destroys the nerves. That's what destroys people's eyes and brains and heart and vascular system.
Keep learning.
The chronic inflammation.
But I didn't know that about the, you know, about NASA and all of that and how
I didn't either.
That.
That's wonderful news. That's great.
Maybe NASA really meant NAC in the beginning. You know?
It's being mispronounced.
Gary gave me that. It was Gary. He does that.
If that's the case, it should be pronounced NACA.
Okay.
NAC. Hey, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
And cardio Q10. Oh, phenomenal for the heart, for the brains, for the eyes, for every cell in your body. Zeaxanthin, it goes on, all the great nutrients. If you start hearing us, if you hear us start talking about all the antioxidants again, folks, there are so many natural substances which prolong, rejuvenate life.
Right.
Whereas sugars, all flour products convert to sugar. All sugars create inflammation.
Right. And you know,
chronic inflammation is fire.
Fire. And you know, one of the things even another doctor was saying, talking about taurine, which everybody should be taking, mm-hmm. she talks about taurine, Karen Jensen, MD, that prevents inflammatory conditions.
All right.
And she says that research consistently confirms that most chronic diseases have inflammation as the underlying contributing factor. The more one can do to minimize inflammation, the better. Just as
Amen.
You say, Dan, nutrients such as curcumin, the super pure omega-3s, bromelain, and boswellia have anti-inflammatory properties. But studies have shown we add taurine to this list to help prevent inflammatory disease. And they are now saying that according to, they're talking about how the Japanese doctors and other doctors, that it helps prevent congestive heart failure.
Oh, baby.
In Japan, it is the leading therapeutic agent against these conditions, the study of congestive heart failure. We've talked about that before. And one of the other things that taurine does, which you've talked about all the time, Dan, is that it promotes mitochondrial health. Mitochondria, says the doctor, are tiny organelles inside cells that release energy from, and they have the cell's powerhouse.
Not only are they tiny, they are so tiny you can't see them unless you put them under a microscope. Is this phenomenal?
That is. That is.
Every organ in our body, every organ in our body is comprised of cells. But individually you can't see a cell. And in that invisible cell is, in the heart muscle, for instance, there are 5,000 invisible organelles called mitochondria. 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every heart cell, and those mitochondria, invisible as they are, create the energy for that one microscopic cell.
Right, and
then multiply that one microscopic cell by the hundreds of gazillions of number of cells are required to make a little 9 or 10 ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest called a heart, and that heart pumps with the energy created by microscopic organelles. That heart pumps 100,000 times a day, and it's pumping 2,000 gallons of blood every day.
And this doctor is saying here, when she's talking about the benefits of taurine, she says the compromised mitochondrial function because of oxidative stress leads to an elevated level of reactive oxygen species, ROS that damage fats, proteins, and DNA in the body.
That's inflammation.
Resulting in many pathologies. A variety of factors, poor nutrition, toxic chemicals in our food and environment cause mitochondrial dysfunction. Taurine is a main player that protects mitochondria from ROS, reactive oxygen, and cellular damage. And she goes on to say how it protects the brain.
The reactive oxygen species she's talking about are the free radicals. And the free radicals create inflammation. And the inflammation is fire. And the fire destroys the mitochondria, the very sources of energy for every cell in your body, your brains, your eyes, your heart, your liver, name it. It's all the mitochondria in every one of those cells creates energy for that one invisible little cell for which inflammation burns up.
And the doctor, you know, we're talking back to Dr. Robert Abel, MD, talking about the eye care revolution. And he talks about all the things that you've talked about dietary-wise and all. But he does say here, make sure that you supplement with digestive enzymes that include betaine hydrochloric acid, which is such a major factor in super digestive.
Absolutely.
It's a major factor that you've made that point so often in the cardio.
Super digestive contains a handful of super enzyme activity proponents for your digestive process.
Right. And, you know, what I always remember as far back as when I was a kid in school, they didn't know much about nutrition. They only knew about deficiency diseases that kill people or cause blindness throughout the United World. And when I was just in middle school, they were teaching us that they're the leading cause of blindness throughout the world, you know. The leading cause of blindness was vitamin A deficiency. They said that in countries. And they said here the doctor says, vitamin A deficiency can not only cause blindness, it can be fatal. It manifests primarily as vision and eye problems, including poor sight vision, poor night vision, cataracts, and ulceration of the cornea, which can result in vision loss. Mm-hmm. Because again, I remember you reading about that then, and
the healthy one has a beautiful supply of vitamin A.
Yes, I know.
And all the other vitamins.
And all
also.
The other one, and beta carotene, which is there's different forms of vitamin A, and that's another one that he lists, along with lutein and lycopene, another carotene, a very powerful antioxidant, and it is reported to have anti-tumor properties, excuse me, and zeaxanthin. And here he makes this point. Vitamin D3 is the only vitamin, he says, that acts like a hormone. It's required to maintain bone strength, muscle functioning, and mineral absorption. And he talks about it has to be, the recommended is 5,000 to 10,000 every single day because it protects against colds, influenza, tuberculosis, and reduces telomere shortening.
Telomere.
I always get that wrong, which thereby protects DNA in chromosomes and contributes to longevity. Studies have shown a protective effect of vitamin D3 on macular degeneration, on helping the macular health, he's going on to say. Okay? And could you read what he has to say here about the fish oils, the DHA, and the EPA?
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Oh boy.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. I love EPA, DHA, fish oil. Okay. And again, folks, this is one doctor. Across the board, holistic physicians recommend high dosages of EPA and DHA.
And he backs
and
that
up. And all nutrients, okay?
Right.
But listen to what this guy has to say.
Yeah,
word
in the middle
for word,
of the page.
This is how he wrote it, folks. DHA, says the doctor, has been shown to be protective of the macula, maintain memory, reduce telomere shortening, reduce the risk of stroke, improve your mood, and reduce the chances of neurologic degeneration. That's destruction of nerves, activity.
And the whole nervous system, right.
A Danish physician, he says, realized that DHA from fish oil was the reason that Greenland Eskimos, whose diet was 50% fat, did you get that? 50% fat.
Right. And what good are, fats, yeah.
And what are we told on a daily basis?
Unbelievable.
Stay away from fat. It's going to kill you.
Unbelievable.
Stay away from fat. It's going to get cholesterol. Cholesterol is going to kill you. Well, tell that to the Eskimos who have 50% of their diet in fat. They don't die of heart disease.
Good fat.
That's right. Greenland Eskimos. And the Eskimos had, picking up what the doctor has written here, the Eskimos had very little heart disease with 60% fat. I'm sorry, I misread that. DHA, one of the components of omega-3 fish oils, also lowers blood sugar. It decreases insulin resistance at the cell membrane.
Very important point.
Blood sugar excess is diabetes.
That's right.
Blood sugar excess is inflammation.
That's exactly.
Blood sugar excess
is blindness and all the other things.
And it's fire.
That's right.
And it fire destroys.
That's right. And blood sugar excess is also what feeds cancer cells, viruses, bacteria, fungi, all pathogens. Sugar. They live on sugar.
And DHA also reduces triglycerides and cholesterol and blood pressure. Combined with lutein and zeaxanthin and cardio-Q10, supplementation has been shown to reduce the chances of macular degeneration and reduce chances of stabilizing the vision in those who develop age-related macular degeneration.
It's very important for the, you know, that. But we've known, what's interesting to me, and it never loses its interest to me, is that, again, we were, you know, the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island. All, it was just beginning. The store, health foods were just beginning. Supplementation was just beginning. And what strikes me is what did we know then? Because we opened that store. I was pregnant with Rachel, our first child, and we opened it about a month before she was born. You know?
You were 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. That's
fact.
What I meant.
And you were unpacking boxes and stocking shelves.
I did that. We had a nice little back room so I could go and nurse my baby over there when she was born. But we knew as far back as then what was one of the beginning knowledges that we had then. We knew what we had to take as mommies, as we were pregnant and later as we were nursing. We knew this. We had to take fish oil. We took it in the liquid. We had to take fish oils, okay? Because why? Because the fish oil were very good for the baby's eyesight.
Right.
Actually formed what was, the ability to see.
So using these nutrients isn't just good for the mother. It's of utmost importance for the development of new life.
And we knew at that time that it was very important for baby's brain.
That's right.
And baby's heart.
Amen, sister.
So we took that through the whole thing, and as we were nursing, and then it says when you stop nursing, give your baby, then, you know, we gave him the fish oil and put a scoot in the mouth. And
right.
then our son, when he grew up, said, I never forgave you for giving me fish oil. You made me drink it and everything.
You know what? When I was a kid, my mother, I wasn't a baby anymore. My mother would give me cod liver oil. Okay.
That's what I took also.
That's
when
right.
I was pregnant.
And after, and I'd have one or two spoons full of that, and I started running away. And I remember my mother chasing me with a bottle of cod liver oil in one hand, a spoon in the other, and trying to catch me as I'm running out the door.
Well, thankfully now they have wonderful ways that are very tasty and delicious doing the sugar and giving it to children. But we knew as far back then how important they were for the eyesight, the brain, and the heart of our babies.
And the two major components that are in fish oil are EPA and DHA,
yes.
Eicosapetanoic and docosahexaenoic fatty acids.
I'm glad you said it.
Yes.
Okay.
I say it so well. Now, the doctor goes on to say, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Without these, the benefits of fish oil supplements are EPA and DHA, and the benefits are reduced risk of sudden death, reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, reduced risk of age-related macular degeneration,
right.
Reduced risk of reduction in joint swelling and morning
swelling.
I'm misreading this.
Yeah.
They reduce joint swelling and morning stiffness, and they have modest reduction in blood pressure, in LDL, and in triglycerides, and the reduction of Alzheimer's disease.
That's right. It's a main nutrient for the brain. The brain is a fat. How many experts, how many quotes have there been that almost 50% of the brain are EPA and DHA? Those two fatty acids mm-hmm. make up your brain, the whole brain. The brain is a fat, without which it shrinks and you die off.
And
it
this, again, supports what Dr. Whitaker said so many years ago.
Yes.
This, when you get the right amount of EPA and DHA, which is omega-3 from fish, okay, you give your brain a perfect lubrication. Your eyes, a perfect lubrication.
That's right.
Which means it reduces inflammation.
Right, and Harvard doctors saying it reduced the number one cause of death, that the fish oils reduced the number one cause of death by 88 to 92%.
And it reduces...
strokes and anything else.
It reduces, it creates improvement in depression, reduces depression, and the lengthening of telomeres. Telomeres are, again, little organelles, which determine the health of every cell. And as your telomeres become, as you age, your telomeres become shorter. The chain of telomeres becomes less. And when the telomeres reduce to one or two, then the cell dies.
Right, okay.
Well, you want to maintain what you got. You want to create new life with what you have left, okay? And the telomere length is an indication of where you are longevity-wise.
You know, and reports about acetyl L-carnitine.
Oh boy!
And he talks about that the Russian scientist reported that acetyl L-carnitine can stop and prevent cataracts by supporting the lens crystalline proteins. Acetyl L-carnitine, he's talked about.
And you know what else it does?
Huh?
You know what else it does?
What the European doctors have taught us and so many other, passes the blood-brain barrier and the heart barrier to help the heart. It helps the brain and it helps the liver break down triglycerides.
And it does this by increasing the regeneration, recreating, renewing the mitochondria. Those little invisible organelles in every cell in your brain, it increases the mitochondrial concentration of every neuronal function in your brain. It's phenomenal. And your heart and your eyes. It's acetyl L-carnitine is one of the major nutrients that the blood-brain barrier, the brain, lets into the brain environment. Regular carnitine, the brain doesn't let in. Acetyl L-carnitine, the regenerator of the mitochondria organelles, the acetyl L-carnitine is welcomed in, is ushered into the brain to reconstruct, rebuild new brain energy.
And you know, we think about theater, our theater background and all of that and our daughter and everything. You want to applause. Bravo,
thank you.
Bravo,
are you
bravo.
Applauding me now?
Actually, dear, I usually applaud you plenty. Gary said, don't make too much noise here. He just can't take it very much on the mic. But
I enjoy the dancing on the table and doing the exotic Spanish dances that you do in applause for me.
Okay,
that I like.
I hear him two more top doctors. Woo! I'm really proud about that and thrilled. Josh Hellman, M.D., and Robert Love, Ph.D., okay?
All right.
Okay? These two doctors, and they're reporting the top 10, that's what they say, anti-aging supplements.
Okay.
So since we're talking about an aging process and how to reverse all of the things that are negative, the top of their list is
I know what at the top of the list.
Is?
Mona.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Mona is an anti-aging nutrient for me.
Really? Can we all dance to that?
Well, okay. You can. I can't dance.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's very sweet.
But
okay.
I'm dancing in my heart.
Thank you, darling. That's Gary, that's good, huh? All right. The top of his list is cardio coenzyme Q10.
All right.
That's the top of the list of those
oh,
two doctors.
Boy. Love
and
it.
And this is they have a special printing on anti-aging supplements.
And you know what's incredible about Cardio Q10? When you're young, You make it. Your body creates it. It gives you a strong heart. It gives you a good brain. It gives you good muscles. It gives you endurance and strength. And you know what? By the time you're 35 or 38 years old, you don't make it anymore. Tell me about it.
When
do the symptoms of heart disease, when do the symptoms of muscle atrophy, when do the symptoms of sexual desire and drive diminish? Because you don't make the cardio CoQ10 like you did when you were a kid.
And often put you on statin drugs, which rob the body
absolutely
of cardio CoQ10. You get the muscle breakdown and the brain breakdown and all of that,
and that's
right?
What statin drugs do. They destroy the cardio CoQ10.
And they raise your sugar up like crazy. It says so on the black box. Yeah. So the doctors list here cardio CoQ10 as their top number one. They go on to say resveratrol, antioxidants that support cardiovascular, and that right up there is the super pure omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
These essential fatty acids found in the purest fish oil reduce inflammation and support heart and brain.
Bravo, bravo.
And eyesight. D3, bone health, immune function. B3, say the doctors, plays a role in cellular health and contributes to the improving the aging process.
And the level of D3 in your blood supply, next time you have a blood test, say, would you please measure my D3 content? It's measured in nanograms, all righty? And what you want to get is D3 blood levels of 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood. Less than 60 is not very good. Less than 50 is even less. And less than 40, and most people say the Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians have a blood level of, get this, 80% of the population has a blood level of 20 nanograms or less. What does that mean? A compromised immune system. Right. Not so many killer cells that are going to kill viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and cancer. Not so much of anything that's bone building. Not so much of heart regeneration. If it's 20 nanograms or less, it's deficient. So you might want to follow the advice of holistic physicians, who, as these people are, which we're reading to you today. You might want to get your blood level up to 60, 70, or 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood, and then you have real good, active, health-building possibilities.
Right, and they go on here with quercetin, which you've talked about often.
Oh, gotcha.
In the pulp of fruits and vegetables and certain beverages. Quercetin has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that contribute to anti-aging effect. That's what they're talking about. Also anti-inflammatory, too.
And that's the main nutrient that Dr. Siegel was talking about on television.
That's what he was
4 years ago.
With his number one in dealing with the virus and all he said.
The
and
COVID
also
virus.
Which was the, yeah, and also with pneumonia or any virus.
Yes.
Was the NAC+.
NAC,
that was his
right.
number one player, along with the vitamin C, he said, and quercetin. A potent antioxidant, which is what they say here, a potent antioxidant, vitamin C, supports collagen production, protects skin from UV damage, and stops inflammation and infections.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what's right up there with all of them? NAC.
Get it.
Known for its powerful antioxidant properties, NAC Plus is a super liver support health and detoxification processor.
Beautiful.
And curcumin, the active ingredient, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, supports joint health and cognitive function.
And who is the doctor talking about all this good stuff?
All is Robert Love, PhD, and Josh Hellman, MD.
Well, are they right on or what?
Are they right on? They go on and on. And you know, those same two doctors, can you do a brief touch on their 10 top lists for, just as they put it, right, supplements to prevent Alzheimer's, say the doctors.
Oh,
can
baby.
You read them nice
okay.
and quickly?
Does it have to be quickly?
Well, you know, I just I like to take stage.
I know
okay,
you do.
I have a little spot for you over in the corner.
I know.
It's
I'm
a nice little
that.
Chair with a dim light.
It's comfortable.
And you're getting to do that, but
yes,
I have my fancy dress on, my tap shoes, and my rhinestones and diamonds and colored thing. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, can you strut?
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me read this.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Come on, doctors. I'm ready for you.
Okay. This
read
is what,
the doctor.
As the doctor wrote
as
it.
The
I'm reading it
wrote
word
it.
For word, folks.
Right.
Super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. Omega-3 fatty acids are crucial for brain health and strongly support memory and cognitive function. All of these nutrients he's talking about here are primarily for brains. Brains. Remember brains when you had a memory when you were younger? You remember that?
Sort of. Okay. I have to take more fish oil today.
And then it goes on to talk about the herb ginkgo biloba, right. An herbal supplement believed to improve blood flow to the brain and enhancing memory and cognitive performance. And B-complex, B6, B9, B12, very high in the Healthy One multiple vitamin at Alive and Well. The B vitamins play a crucial role, the doctor says, in brain function, including memory and cognitive processing. What disappears as we get older? Our memory.
No.
Yeah.
Short-term or long-term?
Short-term. Short-term is shorter.
I remember
shorter.
Who you are.
The long-term.
What did I eat for breakfast?
The long-term is even shorter than
okay.
the short-term.
We can change it all. Okay. We can change it all. Take stage.
The amino
Take
acid
control.
Creatine is known for its role in energy production, and it improves cognitive benefits, particularly for tasks that require short-term memory and quick thinking. Phosphatidyl, it's phenomenal nutrients. Phosphatidylserine is an essential component of cell membranes. Phosphatidylserine shows support in cognitive function and it shows in so many other studies. Bacopa monnieri, an herbal known for potential to enhance memory and cognitive function. Lion's mane contains compounds shown to support brain health, enhancing memory and cognitive function. Curcumin. Oh, it's one of my favorites, curcumin.
Yeah, and then,
known
you know,
for anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties, curcumin also supports cognitive function.
And you made a really important point because that bioperine extract, that black pepper extract, increases absorption very effectively. Yes.
And pyrroquinolone quinone, a compound
BQQ,
with antioxidant properties.
Yes.
Pyrroquinolone quinone supports mitochondrial function and cognitive health. Again, you've heard us talk about the blood-brain barrier.
Yes.
What's the blood-brain barrier? Well, that is a defense mechanism by the brain that forbids certain things to even enter into the brain. If there are certain components in your blood supply to the brain which shouldn't be there, the brain rejects them and throws them out. Well, blood-brain barrier opens the gates wide for pyrroquinolone quinone because pyrroquinolone quinone creates new brain mitochondria, energy producer. Now, we talked about earlier that the heart has about 5,000 mitochondria per cell, okay? Invisible. The brain has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every cell.
Right, and that's why you had it designed. I give you all the credit because we get nothing but rave reviews back from brain power.
Brain power,
brain
really.
Power, which is a very active form of this plant extract, pyrroquinolone.
You say it so well.
Pyrroquinolone. I think
that's
I could
amazing.
Sing it better.
Yeah, try
I
it.
Could sing
let me,
it
let me,
better.
Let me hear you.
Pyrroquinolone.
There you go. Kind of almost.
Almost.
I need
my daughter to
kind
sing
of
the high notes for me. But brain power. Brain power.
And brain power has the alpha-lipoic acid as well, which again increases mitochondrial creation, energy for every one of your invisible 10,000 per cell mitochondria in every brain cell.
Yeah, they actually say here, the doctors, that alpha-lipoic acid acts as a powerful antioxidant, protecting cells from damage and supporting metabolic processes, the doctors that are writing about anti-aging.
But that doesn't begin to tell you the miracle that's happening.
That's right.
It's a miracle what goes on in every invisible cell. And lastly, number 10 on the doctor's list for brains is L-theanine, an amino acid found in tea leaves, helps promote relaxation and improve focus and attention. Anti-inflammatories, cell regeneration, new life in every cell in your body. Again, the heart cell has what? 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. The brain has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible brain cell. Do you get this?
Wow.
Are you a miracle?
Yes.
You
yes.
are a walking,
yes.
talking miracle.
That's right. We can take. We can change things dramatically and all of that. Okay, and I want to, you know, you brought up something, and I'm here's a big-time famous cardiologist that's a heart specialist, Chauncey Crandall, M.D., a heart doctor. And cardiologists, he says, makes mistakes with serious consequences. And one of his top things that he has spoken about...
Wait a minute. He's saying he's confessing he's making mistakes?
No, he's confessing that others do. He
oh,
won't
I see.
Make those mistakes.
Okay.
He says one of the terrible things that cardiologists make that have serious consequences for the diagnosis and treatment of heart problems and endanger a patient's life are prescribing statin drugs, instead of lifestyle changes. Research proves people who take statin drugs are at a much higher risk, says the doctor, for type 2 diabetes, as well as a wide range of muscle disorders and cognitive problems. They rob the body of cardio-Q10, which gives the muscles its strength. The muscles break down, you get kidney failure. Doctors should start by giving people the chance to make lifestyle changes that reduce all of their negative aspects and improve their positives.
Amen.
And overlooking the importance of triglycerides. According to research, people with high triglycerides have 300% the higher risk of heart disease, okay? And that what he's talking about here is, again, that's a toxic, from the toxic fats and sugars that the liver can't break down and get liver failure.
That's right.
And one of the main things that has helped with that, according to European doctors, was acetyl L-carnitine,
which
helps the liver do its job and break down the
And it's great for the mitochondrial creation in the brain. Acetyl L-carnitine is a brain-friendly amino acid, as a heart-friendly amino acid as well. Creates new energy production capabilities of every invisible little tiny cell in your heart and your brain, and your muscles as well, okay? It's phenomenal stuff, phenomenal.
So when you want to see all the great phenomenal things, you come to Alive and Well, because we are there for you. We are there for you in every aspect. You have to experience. We even have a gentleman tell us that one of the top chefs was listing that the broth cafe at Alive and Well was his top choice for people who coming to Maui to eat at that magnificent broth cafe.
Yay.
So delicious and wonderful and healthy in every different aspect. And believe me, that's true. Great prices, too. So experience that broth cafe. Call 877-4950. 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. Please remember, we're not doctors, Dennis and I. Don't people on or off medications, doctor's area. We love to share information. There's never a charge. Zero. Zero. Never have charged. Never will. Zero. But if you love to sit in a beautiful, wonderful, comfortable area with Dennis or with Mona, and again, just sharing information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in the clinical trials, then make an appointment. Make an appointment. Call the 877-4950 so we're not with somebody else or doing something else. Call and make an appointment for any, or use that number for any one of our amazing services, because Alive and Well is there for you. We can mail, we can ship, we can do anything. You can pick up your order already made at the cafe if you're having a party. Wonderful. Let's do it healthfully.
You can phone in your order on your app on your phone and place the menu is there, place the order that you want from the Broth Cafe. Tell them what time you want to pick it up and dine in, and it's there waiting for you. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.